Process number 9, scripting. When to use this process? When you're feeling good and want to add specifics to what you're creating in your life experience. When you want the thrill of identifying and writing down things you'd like to experience, and then seeing the universe deliver to you the details you described. And when you want to consciously experience the power of your specifically focused thought. Current emotional set point range. This scripting process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 2, passion, and number 6, hopefulness. Now, if you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Esther turned on the television one evening and found herself immediately captivated by a movie that was well underway by the time she found it. In this movie, a seemingly unsuccessful scriptwriter was just discovering that his typewriter seemed to be magical. Each day, after he had described the scenes and written the words that the actors would speak, these same things would then come to pass in his own experience. And so, if a situation was not going the way he wanted it to, he went to his typewriter and wrote an improved version, and that scenario would then play out in his life experience. As Esther watched the movie, we said to her, "That is really the way it always works. As you focus clearly upon things you desire and hold no contradictory vibration that causes resistance, whatever you desire must be, for when you ask, it is always given, every time, no exceptions. If something that you desire is not coming, it can only be that you're not allowing it to come because of the thoughts that you practice that are contrary to your own desire. Nothing else prohibits you from realizing every dream." So, this is how the scripting process works. Pretend that you're a writer, and that whatever you write will be performed exactly as you write it. Your only job is to describe in detail everything exactly as you want it to be. As you're having fun playing this game and are not taking it too seriously, any of your hindering beliefs are less likely to be activated. In other words, by pretending that your typewriter, word processor, computer, or notebook is magical, and that whatever you write can be realized, you accomplish the two things that are necessary in the achievement of anything. You focus the lens of your desire, and you offer no resistance. This process will help you be more specific about your desires, and with that greater clarity about exactly what you do desire, you'll feel the power of this specific focus. The longer you concentrate on a subject, and the more detail you give to it, the faster the energy moves. And with practice, you can actually feel the momentum of your desire. You can feel the universal forces converging. Often, you will be able to know when you're upon the brink of a breakthrough or a manifestation just by virtue of the way you feel. Because of the whimsical approach of this game, you're less likely to bring to your point of focus thoughts of doubt or disbelief. As you stay light and playful, you'll be able to maintain a specific focus in the absence of resistance, and again, you will have achieved the perfect balance for the creation of anything. If you play the game often and enjoy it when you play it, you will begin to see amazing evidence of the power of the game. Things that you have written will begin to occur in your experience as if you're directing a play upon a stage. And when someone you're interacting with says words to you that you have scripted, you'll be delighted as you recognize the power of your own intent. You are the vibrational writers of the script of your life, and everyone else in the universe is playing the part that you've assigned to them. You can literally script any life that you desire, and the universe will deliver to you the people, places, and events just as you decide them to be, for you are the creator of your own experience. You have only to decide it and allow it to be. Abraham, speak to us more about scripting. Scripting is one of those processes that we offer to assist you in telling the universe the way you want it to be. If you're already in vibrational harmony with your desire, you know it, because your desire is already a physical reality. But if there's something that you want that has not yet come to fruition, then scripting is a good way to speed it up. Scripting will help you break your habit of talking about things as they are, and will help you to begin talking about how you would like things to be. Scripting will help you offer your vibration deliberately. Script the plot you would like to live. We would begin by identifying ourselves as the central character. Then we would identify the other main characters in the scenario, and then we would write the plot. It is most effective if you write it, especially in the beginning, because writing is your most powerful point of focus, but you do not have to keep writing it over and over again. One day a woman was practicing one of her scripts with us, and she said, "I see two people walking down the beach." We teased her by asking, "Well, are you one of them?" The point we were making was that the whole point of writing the script is to begin to feel life experiences in the way you would like to live them. The purpose of this process is to practice the feeling of the life you would like to live. The universe does not know or care if what you're vibrating is in response to something that you're living or in response to something that you're imagining. In either case, the universe will deliver it to you. If you regurgitate your script long enough, you begin to accept it as reality. And when you are accepting it in the way you accept reality, the universe believes it and responds in the same way.